Commentator Emily Wiley works in a world without men, sort of. She teaches at a public school for girls. But life without boys isn't exactly how she imagined.
Remember the old Wonder Woman show? You know, with Linda Carter in the gilded bustier and the Brett girl hair? My favorite episodes were the ones where she went home to Paradise Island to be with her sisters, the Amazon princesses. Everything was serene there, and all the women seemed gracious and athletic. It looked like a women's studies conference held on Fantasy Island. So it's no surprise that later in life, when I heard about an all-girls public school, I wanted to teach there. Paradise Island, I thought. Let's see if I can produce some Wonder Women. So now that I've experienced the closest thing there is to a boyless society, I'm prepared to say that it is different. My girls' school girls are louder socially and more fearless than girls I've taught in co-ed schools. Everyone here wants to read Hamlet's lines, not Ophelia's, when we act out the play. But in our little world, the boys are absent, but somehow omnipresent. When I call out a girl for not doing her homework, sometimes she'll flirt with me. I'm always a little bit astonished to see a girl drop her hip and look at me through her lashes. Her voice goes whispery, and she smiles when she claims to be mystified as to why she didn't do her homework. It's deeply weird. When this happens, I always feel like a bomb squad with a tricky problem on my hands. My first urge is always to take her by the shoulders and yell, "Snap out of it!" But I have to be a little careful here. I'm trying to dismantle a whole code of behavior where authority is male and so they submit to it without humiliating her. So I patiently point out to my misguided girl that she and I shouldn't pose for each other, that I'm going to take her seriously. Usually, she's terrified when I say this. It's hard at first to present yourself on your own merits instead of flirting. So, Paradise Island it's not all the time. But this little place is an oasis. It's a place where we can steal a girl away to train her inner Wonder Woman. We can work to dismantle some false notions of how to get what they want. Turn flirting into plainspokenness. And that works for me.
Emily Wiley teaches at the Young Women's Leadership School, a public school for girls in New York City.